So you're dead? Now what? Stuff you need to know before you die.
Welcome back. It's another episode on this fine, lovely day here on my chicken farm.
We've been on summer vacation, so no episodes for a while. Though we do want to apologize for our sound quality issues last time. We're hoping they're fixed this time, but who knows? Because we are not good at this so far.
No, but we are getting better, I think, every episode. Like, our first episode didn't even air.
Right, yeah. Third one, the charm.
I think so.
Okay, what did you do this summer?
I went camping. I went to mortuary school some more. Had lots of homework.
Summer school.
Yeah, and it's not because I was bad either. It's just how the program's laid out.
Yeah, it was a pretty intense summer. It was condensed into 8 weeks, right?
Yeah, that's 4 weeks less than a normal quarter.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. I felt like I was doing nothing but work and school. So
I worked as well. I worked quite a bit, and it was so hard to do with school, even being just a call-out person.
Right, yeah. Pretty intense. I did get to go to Disneyland last week, actually. I got back. That was pretty fun. Some time in California in the sun. It was like 107 down there. It was not pleasant.
I know. That's why the Seahawks lost. It's because it was like 120 degrees on the field.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, that's
okay. Right. So today, our topic is going to be celebrity deaths. I think we had a request for this. Am I right?
I think so. Yes. Celebrity deaths and how they affect America. Even though you're from England, I still want to focus on our homeland here.
This year has been pretty crazy for celebrity deaths.
Yes, it has. Joan Rivers.
Robin Williams.
Oh, Robin Williams. That was a sad one.
Yeah, that one.
That one hit
cut
home.
Cut me pretty deep.
Yeah, celebrity deaths happen all the time. What was your first celebrity death that you remember?
I think it was probably Princess Diana. I think it was probably first. I remember watching the funeral of that. I don't necessarily remember the death, but I definitely remember it with my grandparents watching the funeral on TV.
Yeah, my first one, I was down in Costa Rica. This was my junior year of high school. And we had gotten on this Mercedes-Benz tour bus going to our hotel for the first night. And the tour guide said, "Hey, you all, you know your friend Michael Jackson?" And we're all like, "Yeah." And they're like, "He died today." And
oh my goodness.
So we were all like, "Whoa." Like, that was crazy. And that week that we were down there, Billy Mays also died, the guy from the Clorox and all that.
Yeah.
Commercial. So that was pretty heavy. Michael Jackson, though.
He died on my birthday.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's really
sad. I was in England. It was the middle of the night, and I had the news on or something, and it came on that he died, and I called my husband. He was over here, and I'm like, "Michael Jackson died." He's like, "I'm at work. Call me back later." I'm like, "What? Michael Jackson just died, dude."
The king of pop.
Right? I grew up listening to his stuff. It's pretty intense. I kind of felt the same way with Robin Williams. Like, he was a major part of my childhood. Like, the genie.
Robin Williams was big. Jumanji. My favorite movie is one of his that was less kind of heard, was Bicentennial Man, which is him trying to be human and then aging to the point of him actually dying.
That was a pretty good movie. Mine was Flubber. Excellent movie.
My old teacher, Stephen Coriel, he's in the very intro scene.
What?
I know.
That's crazy.
It was pretty cool.
So, other than Robin Williams and Joan Rivers, who, do we know anyone else who died this year?
I don't off the top of my head. Those were the big ones, and they were really recent. The Robin Williams kind of trumped just about everything, because it was so off guard and hearing that he had a suicide.
Right, yeah. That, I think, is harder for the general public to accept, that someone we see on TV who seems so happy and out there could be dealing with something like that.
Yeah, and how do the general public, do you think, how do we perceive it? How do we act because of it?
I think that we feel like we know a celebrity to a point, and so it does become personal. But I kind of find that a little weird, too. Like, even though when Robin Williams died, I was actually really upset. Like, I'm pretty sure I cried. But then I'm like, wait, I don't really know this guy.
You don't know him, but you know the character who they portray. You know, even if they play bad guys in movies or whatever, you feel like you know who they are. And Robin Williams was one of those celebrities that had very positive views to the public because he was genuinely a very nice guy.
Right.
And Joan Rivers, also a very big public figure.
Right.
So, I mean, it is just like you know them, like they are your friend.
Right. I kind of thought Joan Rivers was, like, immortal. I was pretty sure she was, like, never going to die.
Yeah. I also was pretty sure Robin Williams was never going to die.
Yeah, I guess I didn't think about Robin Williams dying, but I thought about Joan Rivers dying because, you know, she's up there in age.
You know.
But it still doesn't feel like a natural thing.
Yes. Well, neither of those two deaths were natural.
That's true.
And most celebrities, at least the three that we have mentioned, Michael Jackson, Joan Rivers, Robin Williams, none of those were natural deaths. Michael Jackson overdosed. Joan Rivers died due to a freak accident in the surgery room.
Right.
And then Robin Williams, he hung himself.
Yeah. So I found this article online on DecodedScience.com, and it talks about two sociologists, Donald Horton and Richard Hohl. W-O-H-L, however you say it.
Hole?
Yeah, whatever.
Just like H-O-L-E, but W-H-O-L-E, okay. Right?
No, W-O-H-L.
You're on your own.
Yeah. Anyway, they coined the term parasocial interaction, which describes the phenomenon in which the audience feels they have a relationship with the celebrity despite their actual distance. Mass media gives the viewer the illusion of having a face-to-face relationship with the performer. I think that, like, we're in the celebrities' lives so much now. It's not like, you know, back when my parents were children and you only saw that person on whatever TV show they did.
You see them in magazines. Right. You see them everywhere. You go and you read articles about them. You want to know about the scandals, what's going on in their life.
And they're celebrities that are just famous for being them.
Like the Kardashians.
Exactly. Reality TV shows. Crazy. And I think social media, too, it spreads stuff so quickly. Like, you don't have to wait until the paper comes out the next day. You know as soon as it's released.
Yeah, Twitter in particular. Yeah. That, if something's tweeting and trending, you will see that and then know exactly what is going on with that celebrity or the celebrities tweeting out to protest something or telling you what's on their mind. And even 5-6 years ago, that wasn't the case.
Right. Yeah.
It's right around Facebook, Twitter era that celebrities really hopped on board with doing their own social media.
Yep. I think that's kind of dangerous too. Like, too much information gets out there. I remember right after Michael Jackson died, seeing that photo of him on the hospital bed right after he died and he was still, like, intubated and stuff. I don't think that has a place to be out there.
I agree. I don't think the bodies in particular should be out there in just the fashion of, oh, look, they just died. Because
there's no real thought about their family in that situation. Like, his kids have to grow up and know that photo is out there.
I'm just glad there's no picture of Robin Williams hanging there. And there very well could be online, but I would not go search for that.
Me either. And I also don't like it that there's the release of the autopsy reports. Like, I have this morbid curiosity where I want to see it because it's out there. But then I'm like, I think this, you know, I don't want someone to see my autopsy report.
Yeah, and it's just, it's public information, and people take that and they run with it more than they should.
Right. I just thought of another one. Whitney Houston, she died recently, right?
Oh, yeah. She died like a year ago, and that was drugs as well.
Yeah.
That one was really sad because she was such an amazing singer, and then her life went downhill.
Yeah, like, it seems a lot. A lot of particularly early celebrity deaths are related to drugs. And I think that Robin Williams had substance abuse issues.
I think he was on substance stuff for depression because he was really battling.
I thought he was like an alcoholic.
Depression. He has been in rehab before.
Okay. And Michael Jackson obviously had an issue with substance abuse if he was being prescribed propofol, which is an anesthesia drug.
Yes.
And then Joan Rivers, she's just crazy. She's not on drugs.
No, she isn't. And one thing that everybody forgets when a celebrity dies is they dwell on all the good things that they did. Michael Jackson was caught up in so many scandals. It wasn't even good to talk about him for a while. It was like a no-no subject.
Right.
But when he died, it, all gone.
The rose-tinted glasses go on, and all we remember is the good. Which, you know, at some point, you just have to let go of the bad.
Now, what about their funerals? Celebrities have been known to have gigantic funerals. I think Michael Jackson's was at the Staples Stadium in California.
Yeah.
And that was massive.
That was huge. And he was buried at Forest Lawns Glendale, I believe, which is a huge cemetery. I actually visited when I went to California a couple of cemeteries, that being one of them. And I do remember his casket being...
It was the Promethean, yeah, 24 karat gold.
I think it's like at least a $20,000 casket.
Well, hey, when you're Michael Jackson, right? You can afford the change. Finer things in life.
Right. Yeah, I remember that being huge. Yeah, I don't know that Robin Williams had a big public funeral.
I don't think so. Like with most suicide, though, the family carries a lot of weight with that.
Yeah, a lot of stigma attached to that, too.
So I'm not overly surprised. And who was it? One of the Beatles that died. John... No, it wasn't John Lennon, was it?
He was shot, right?
Yes. Okay, it was John Lennon then. And Yoko Ono had everybody just grieve in their own way.
Yeah.
She didn't have a big public thing for him.
That's true. And Joan Rivers, she had a big thing. It was attended by a lot of celebrities.
A-listers.
Right? Hugh Jackman sung at her funeral. Like, that's crazy. So crazy. Wolverine sung at your funeral. That's insane.
That is. That is so crazy.
Yeah, back to my first celebrity death experience was Princess Diana, and I definitely remember that funeral, and that, you know, that was a huge, that was a state funeral, so it was
everybody in very England public, came.
Right. There was thousands of people lining the route to the church, and I guess she was buried on some private island so people couldn't dig her up or make her grave like a shrine or anything. They wanted it to be private. Which I totally understand, especially now that, you know, she has grandkids now that might want to visit where she's buried and not have to deal with hundreds of public members standing around.
Well, let's actually rewind quite a bit. I want to talk about a couple of presidential deaths.
Ooh.
Abraham Lincoln shot. He was a big fan of embalming, so after he was shot and killed, he was embalmed. And his body was placed in a beautiful black casket. I think it was wood. Wood veneer, maybe?
Hmm.
But it was beautiful. And he went around to all the states. And that's what really got America into embalming, is seeing his body move from place to place to place.
And he was taken by
train.
Railroad, right?
Yeah.
And he was a big proponent of the railroad and, you know, building across America and stuff.
That's how his body got transported, yes. And then the other big president, JFK. It was a day that America felt like they lost something huge. Just the loss. Because you weren't... I wasn't even around back then.
Right. Don't just put this on me. Yeah, you were not alive then.
I wasn't alive then either. But from what people say, he was such an iconic figure. People voted for him. They felt like they were a part of him because of that. And so when he got shot and killed, that was just a huge heartache for all of America. That was a big thing. They thought America would shut down. Absolutely crazy.
I remember recently actually watching some kind of documentary TV show on the JFK shooting. And just, I wasn't there. My husband was there.
Not, oh, really?
Not like literally there. But he was alive when that happened. And he remembers being a little tiny kid and seeing that on TV. Like... Just the so footage crazy. Of it is crazy. I didn't see anything about his funeral, though, so I don't...
I'm pretty sure he had a Catholic funeral, because that was one of his big things, is he was a Catholic president. And so I think he had a pretty traditional Catholic funeral. you know, one thing that we don't hear about, or maybe it just hasn't happened enough in your time in America or my time being alive, is older presidents, when they die of old age or natural causes, I don't hear a lot about that.
Right.
But JFK, Abraham Lincoln, those stick out to me from my years in school. Those were big names that were talked about because they were murdered. They didn't die a natural old way.
Right. And I think, I don't know how old Abraham Lincoln was, but he was up there compared to JFK in age.
Oh, yes. Agreed.
But just, you know, thinking about someone becomes president and they're older and the potential for them to die in office, I don't know, that might put me off voting for them.
Well, that was a big thing with the election with McCain and Palin, is people were afraid of him dying in office than Sarah Palin becoming president.
Right.
That was just a fear. It's fact.
Right. All right. So I guess to take away from this discussion point is, it's okay to be affected by celebrity death. Even though you don't know a person, they've still been a part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they themselves would kind of expect us to have some kind of mourning period for them.
Well, yes. They're a part of our lives as much as we are theirs.
Right.
And it just depends on what celebrity, where they're at and everything. But definitely Robin Williams, Joan Rivers, they were part of our everyday life. And it's okay to almost miss them and feel sad for their death, because they may have been your 9 a.m. hour, you know, every morning. That's what you watched. You watched Aladdin or
every
Joan
day,
Rivers. Yeah, you could have done it.
But
I think that's just a very important thing, that we do miss them.
Right.
We
and
do
to mourn.
Mourn
them is healthy and natural. Okay, next subject. I went to Disneyland this summer.
Woohoo!
I know, second time in a year, y'all. I love Disneyland. I love Disney movies. I am somewhat obsessed. Just saying.
You know, Disney had a lot of deaths in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Like the movies or the park?
Both.
What?
Yes, in the park in chronological order. Started in 1964, a boy by the name of Mark Maples at the age 15 tried to stand up while riding the Matterhorn.
Bad idea.
Yeah. Oh, there are lots of bad ideas on this list. Luckily, there are not many deaths. There was one in 96, one in 67, one in 73, one in 74, one in 1980, and a few more. But the most recent one looks like it was in 2003. Marcelo Torres was killed when the front locomotive became detached from the train on Big Thunder Mountain and fell on top of him.
Wow.
Talk about the funnest place
in
the world.
There's a reason why I do not ride Big Thunder Mountain, and that is it. Just joking. I just don't like it.
You know, I've been to Disneyland once when I was little. So next time you go, I'll just go with you.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, we'll do a podcast from Disneyland.
Right?
You can
talk to Mary Poppins and stuff. That'd be awesome. Anyway, I have a couple of Disneyland deaths. Actually, in 2004, 38-year-old someone was dressed as Pluto, gearing up for an appearance in the Daily Afternoon Parade. He apparently caught his foot and tripped in front of a Beauty and the Beast float. Unable to move out of the way in time, the father, too, was struck and killed. Workers were forced to lift the float off of his corpse with a forklift, and OSHA fined the park $6,500 for a serious violation of employee safety.
Wow. Yeah. That is kind of scary.
Poor Pluto.
Pluto.
I like him.
I do, too. Pluto's a great dog.
In 2009, in Disney World, during a 7-week-long stretch during the summer, 3 different employees lost their lives, culminating in the death of 30-year-old Anslav Varbavov. He was a performer in the Indiana Jones epic stunt Spectacular. He injured his head while rehearsing a tumble.
Yeah, I could see it. Doing tumbles can hurt your head.
Apparently. In 2010, a 53-year-old cleaner subcontracted to Disneyland Paris was working on a boat in the It's a Small World attraction, one of my favorites. When the ride was accidentally turned on, the man was dragged beneath the boat, where he suffered grievous injuries. He was airlifted to a local hospital, but he died shortly after. And And in 2000, a four-year-old boy tumbled beneath the taxi cab at Roger Rabbit's cartoon spin ride and died. And, of course, Walt Disney himself. He did not die at the park, but he did die.
Well, yes, I would assume so. He's kind of would be really old right now.
Right?
He died
in 1966 at the age of 65 from lung cancer. He was a pretty heavy smoker.
Cryogenically frozen?
No, that is a myth. He was cremated, and I believe his ashes were scattered at...
Disneyland?
No, at Forest Lawn Memorial Park in Glendale, same place as Michael Jackson.
Wow, lots of famous people there. You know, Disneyland actually has special janitors who are in charge with keeping the park compliance with health rules by containing the particulate matter of cremated remains. So you weren't allowed to scatter your loved ones there, in case you didn't know.
Unfortunately, I did know that because my mother is crazy and decided that that's where she wanted to scatter some remains, and we found out we couldn't do that.
So what did she do? Did she sneak them in?
That would be telling. I don't want to lose my job. Yeah, she snuck them in. I'm pretty sure they were vacuumed up within like 5 minutes of her dropping them.
Gosh, I don't remember who it was that told me a story that they took their loved one's ashes to Disneyland in like a ketchup bottle and was like...
Sly. It was me. Actually, it wasn't me. It was my crazy-ass mother. And I just left her and walked away like, I'm not playing any part of this, mother. You are crazy. That's what the British will do for you.
Well, that's why we don't allow them in our parks anymore. No.
Oh, that would be a sad day for me.
Don't worry. That will never happen.
Next up, I have a quiz for you, Denton.
Are these about Disney deaths?
Disney murders.
Whoa.
Yes. So I'm going to tell you the character. You are going to tell me which movie they are from.
Yes, I will.
Starting with Mufasa.
Mufasa? I got a tattoo of Mufasa.
What?
Yeah, he's from The Lion King.
He is.
Poor Simba. I mean, he was made to think it was his fault from Scar.
So sad.
I cried a little. Right? I still do when I watch it.
Right? 9 a.m. every morning.
9 a.m. every morning.
Tarzan's parents.
Let me guess. Could this one be Tarzan?
It could be.
I almost guessed Frozen.
Oh, that would have been correct. No, I'm just joking. Quasimodo's mother.
The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Ding, ding, ding. Correct.
Woohoo!
How about Jubilee?
It was the movie Jubilee?
No. The movie was The Fox and the Hound.
Oh, that was a sad movie, too. I cried during that.
It says that Jubilee's death resembled Bambi's mother's demise. They were both shot by hunters.
Oh.
So sad. Next up, General Lee.
General Lee? That sounds like Dukes of Hazzard. I don't think that's it, though.
Mulan.
Oh, yes. Yes. I love Mulan.
Rod Redline.
I feel like I should know more of these than I do.
You're failing me, Denton.
Yeah, okay. Me. What is this one?
Cars 2.
Oh, and I just watched that
movie. Next, Gazer Beam.
Gazer Beam. Boy, I am failing this test for
The Incredibles. Have you ever seen that?
Yes, I have.
It's an excellent movie.
It is. I really want the second one to come out. Rise of the Underminer.
Disney movies, all of them, are epic. We will podcast from the movie theater when Incredible 2 comes out.
All right. Right in the middle of the movie to upset everyone.
Yes. Mace Windu.
Oh, let me guess this. Anakin got him murdered in Star Wars.
Dun, 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 dun.
And that is now Disney. At that time, it was not. It was still Lucasfilm. So I say this whole test is flawed, so I automatically get an A.
Would Lauren agree with that?
I don't know. She's not our director anymore, okay?
We'll talk more about that later. Next up, Blender, from my favorite movie as a child.
Blender? Oh, my word, this is the little blanket.
No, the Brave Little Toaster.
Okay, it does have the blanket in it, though.
It does
right?
have a blanket in
I
it.
I loved The Brave Little Toaster as a child. I have not watched it in recent years, though.
Great movie. That, there's a couple others that were murdered, but they're pretty obvious, like Bambi's mother and Cinderella's father. I think you can guess those.
I don't know. Tarzan's parents was pretty obvious.
I'm just saying, but meh.
Yeah, whatever. That's okay.
So Disney movies have a lot of death in them. We know that. But
and they can help teach our children about death and youth, especially like The Lion King, where it was a very tragic death. And it can really help kids cope with grief by seeing the characters in these movies overcome the grief and the obstacles that they face.
Right. I actually read a paper on this recently, and they were talking about how, or they were looking into the different deaths in Disney movies and how they were portrayed, and they gave Disney like a thumbs up because they showed that death was final, which is a thing that children often struggle with. Like, okay, grandma died, when's she coming back? So they credited Disney movies with explaining the finality of death to children really well. So, yeah.
Go Disney. We love you.
We do.
If you want to sponsor us to come down there, we will do a podcast there.
From the Dream Suite.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying.
I kind of want to say in the Princess Castle. Because I think
you can. At Disneyland, there's nothing in there.
Oh, well, never mind.
Disney World is where the Dream Suite is.
Either way, you can send us to whatever. We're going to be a happy camper.
We will podcast from the Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
Dead Men Wyatt's Tell No Moving. Tales.
I'm just saying. All right, guys. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time.
Yes, and once again, we will have another episode out soon.
And you can look us up at soyouredeadnowwhat.com.
Make sure to like our Facebook, too. And our Facebook page
is facebook.com/soyouredead.
Now what? Is it just So You're Dead?
I'm pretty sure. So
and your is spelled Y-O-U-R-E.
The correct way.
Yes.
All right, guys. See you next time.
Thank you.